initially, the big problem was the judicial review, which effectively meant that it set back the project. But there was another difficulty in that we had DRD Minister Danny Kennedy, who was supposed to fulfil the programme for government commitment for the construction of the A5, but his party were publicly opposed to it. So I believe that there was a lot of stalling within the department in relation to putting in place the necessary mechanisms to have a new inquiry and to have the project up and running. Now, Danny Kennedy, because of other matters, has since resigned, and I've had discussions with Peter Robinson about this. We are both committed to the construction of the A5, contrary to what some people say, that it's dead in the water. Far from it, is that. We are now working on having the new public inquiry, and I have made it absolutely clear that on the agreeing of the next programme for government in the aftermath, in a few months' time of an Assembly election, this is an issue that will have to be dealt with.
A red line issue for your party.
It is absolutely a red line issue, but it also imposes a huge responsibility on the Taoiseach and the Irish government to fulfil the commitment that they made to fund half of the project, because this is a project of great value to the northwest of Ireland, to places like County Donegal and Derry and County Tyrone. So, I mentioned this last night at a public meeting in Derry. I've worked very closely with both Patrick McLaughlin and Piers Doherty to keep the pressure on to ensure that this project is off the ground sooner rather than later. So I'm actually very optimistic and hopeful that as a result of the conversations that we're presently involved in, and I know that it was mentioned in the government in Dublin's infrastructural plans for the future just the other day, we just have to keep people's feet to the fire to ensure that they keep the commitments that they made previously.
As it relates to the money, is the money available from your perspective to match your commitment, to match Northern Ireland's commitment to this?
Yeah, well, what we need to see, obviously, is, first of all, the public inquiry, which will be required on foot of the judicial review. And that will take probably something in the region of 12 months. And I believe that in the aftermath of that happening, it will be all systems go, certainly from our perspective, and I hope that the Taoiseach will come in with their half of the money also.